Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So as the Jets get set to pick at 7, quarterback is a thing because even though Justin Fields is here, we don't know if he's the long-term answer. We just don't. So the Jets are in this spot now, and I think this is why signing Justin Fields felt so good, where they could draft a quarterback at 7. I don't think that's asinine. They also don't have to. They don't need to feel the pressure because they do have a young man who's been given another opportunity in Justin Fields who very well may be the answer. And you mentioned earlier, even Jordan Travis you have to keep an eye on because a year full of rehab, maybe he can be a lottery ticket that cashes out. But they can still draft a quarterback.
Right.
Now, we've seen teams add veteran quarterbacks older than Justin Fields and say, yeah, screw it, we're going to draft one. We saw Atlanta do that last year. Here is Ian Rappaport, who I trust very much, on the latest concerning the Jets possibly taking a quarterback early in this draft.
Are the Jets going to somehow take a quarterback at 7 in round 1? And my sense is they probably will not. Now, it's the draft. Everyone lies. Who knows? But hard to imagine for me, Justin Fields signing with the Jets, if there was any thought that potentially they would take a quarterback.
Here's where
what does that have to do with Justin Fields? That's my only thing.
That's exactly what I thought.
Why do you got to tell Justin Fields, hey, Justin, this is our plan. We're not taking a quarterback. It's all you, buddy. Nobody does that.
There's no way they did that, right?
There's no chance in hell they did that.
Justin,
you're gonna be our starting quarterback unless circumstances change.
Right.
That's how you have to play it, especially because you don't owe anything to Justin Fields at this point, right? He's basically a journeyman. A young journeyman quarterback who has never fully established himself as an elite player at the position. So you don't owe him the starting job. That would be, you know, that drop you always play, same old Jets. That's what they did with Zach Wilson. Hey, Zach, you're not competing for this job. It's yours. Go take it.
Right.
Good luck.
Right.
Right. That doesn't work. Right. There has to be, especially for a kid that you didn't draft, who is still trying to establish himself, you got to earn it. And if you don't force him to earn it, you're putting yourself in a really rough situation going forward.
Yeah, I don't think Justin Fields' salary nor his resume would have earned the Jets to promise him anything.
No.
Like, I think that, and this is where I hope they are, and I assume they are, in the position I described earlier, which is if someone is there at 7 that they love, go draft the quarterback. If they don't love anybody, they don't have to feel the pressure to draft a quarterback. That's why I think they're in a better spot than some other teams where they don't have to feel the urgency to draft a quarterback because it's okay to treat 2025 as, hey, let's evaluate Justin Fields. Let's evaluate the growth of Jordan Travis. And if the answers are bad, 2026, yeah, we may feel more pressure to draft a quarterback.
Now you sound like me talking about your Mets a year ago.
That's right.
Let's just evaluate it.
I was thinking that as I said it.
Get to the AFC championship game.
You know what's funny about that? As much as I agree with that, like it's an evaluation year at the quarterback position, and maybe this is irrational on my part, The Jets better make the playoffs. Like, I have a playoff expectation for this team, and if they don't make it, I'll be very disappointed.
The one good thing about the NFL, unlike a lot of others of the other professional sports, is that you can turn it in a year.
Mm.
You can hit on a quarterback, or he can evolve, or you know, turn into the player that you hoped him to be. And all of a sudden, you're a playoff team.
Yeah.
Even if you really sucked the year before.
Right.
And Washington is an example of this. Like Detroit, to an extent, is an example of this.
Houston, a couple years ago.
Houston is the greatest example because they were terrible. And rookie head coach, a rookie offensive coordinator. You felt like they had no chance. And next thing you know, they're winning playoff games. And so, in the NFL, it can absolutely happen if you get the right pieces in place.
And that's my expectation. Like, I'm not saying I'm going to fire Aaron Glenn or anything crazy like that. I'm just merely saying, as a Jet fan, if they went 7-10 next year, I'd be disappointed. They better be a playoff team. Now, what did Justin Fields say about the possibility of them drafting a quarterback? We'll let you hear that in a few minutes. But let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Lee is in Deer Park. How are you, Lee?
Evan, I'm doing good. Listen, you're all over the place right now. Take a gummy. Relax, because you said a couple of things that contradicted each other, but I'm going to tell you, the Jets have already told you who they're picking, and I'm going to explain it to you.
Go ahead.
So here's the thing. First off, Shedeur Sanders, if he fell to 7, you said you think he could be a good player, but then you said you have to take an absolute elite player at number 7. You don't take a lottery ticket at number 7.
No. There's a difference.
I think you might have misspoke.
No, I didn't. There's a difference, though, and I'll tell you why, and I said this about the Giants as well. The quarterback position is so freaking important that...
That's why you can't miss on it.
No, but if the guy's a good player, you didn't miss on it.
I agree with that, Lee. You can't miss at quarterback, especially in the top 10.
But him being
Joe Douglas is out of a job. Joe Douglas is out of a job because he missed on quarterback. But let me tell you.
But hold on. I'll let you finish, but you're misinterpreting what I'm saying then. Zach Wilson's not a good player. If Shedeur Sanders becomes a good quarterback in this league, that's not missing at 7. Missing at 7 with a quarterback.
But you called him a lottery ticket. You called him a lottery ticket.
Well, I think every quarterback you draft is a lottery ticket. But if you hit on it changes a franchise.
Okay. Let me get to my other point, which is they've already told us who they're going to draft. And you're going to be disappointed. Hmm. And here's why. They signed Okafor and John Myers.
Mm-hmm.
That's who their free agents. They signed Josh Reynolds, who's mm-hmm. a blocking wide receiver. They restructured Lazard to keep him because he's a blocking.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wide receiver. When asked about Breece Hall, they said they have three running backs they want to get the ball to, and then they signed Justin Fields, who is an RPO quarterback.
Right.
They are going to be a run first, run second, and run third offense. And that means that offensive lineman at seven, whoever it is, whether it's Kelvin Banks or Campbell or the kid from Missouri who I can't pronounce his name, all of them are great. They're all going to be great, and one of them will be wearing green and white next
but
year.
They've already told us. No, but wait. Everything you said, I agree with. That they are going to be a run-first team. They should be a run-first team. They have an RPO quarterback. They've got three good running backs in Hall, Allen, and Davis. All fair. I think Warren fits that, too. He's an excellent blocking tight end. They don't have any other big receiving threats after Garrett Wilson.
Right.
He also can do a lot of creative things in the run game. They lined him up as a running back at times last year. I think he actually fits that description pretty well. I don't think that means they're definitely taking an offensive lineman.
Now, I mean, I don't think so either, but you can't be upset if they do. That kid's name is Armon Membo, by the way, from Missouri. Membo. So, I mean, there's a bunch of the beauty of it in the first round is that there's a lot of talent in the offensive line. So some of these guys might slide back, right? Some of them might fall into the second round. And it's not like drafting a quarterback where there is not a good track record after the first round with quarterbacks. Just not. We talked about it yesterday. But other positions, defensive linemen, offensive linemen, skill position players,
running backs,
there's a huge swath of success in the second, third, and fourth rounds. So I'm agreeing with you, Evan.
Right.
Getting the elite tight end, because there's only one in this draft. There's good tight ends, but there's only one elite tight end, is almost more important because you can get those other pieces later.
And,
right.
And even if you're building this up where you want to be run, like he said this year, you're not using your top 10 pick based on what you're going to be in 2025. Sure, it's part of it. You're using it because you want the guy to be a blue chip franchise player for you for the next decade.
Well, that's the beauty of
picking
to me,
in the top 10. Right. That's what you have to do.
Yeah, you're not picking a guy
in the top.
You
have to do that.
Yeah, you're not picking a guy in the top 10 because you plan on running the ball next year.
And the great part about Tyler Warren is I think you can do both.
Yeah.
I think you, A, get your blue chip prospect that you are thinking the next 10 years about, and B, I think he would fit in that kind of system. So I disagree with Lee. And look, the quarterback thing is a lot more complicated. Because what I described with the Giants, I think, is the same with the Jets. If you can get a good quarterback, maybe not a Hall of Famer, but a good quarterback who's going to start for the next decade, that is worth it at 3 or 7.
Well,
if you're drafting someone who's not a quarterback at 3 or 7, then that guy better be Hall of Fame quality. I don't think the quarterback necessarily has to be Hall of Fame quality. I think the bar is a little bit different if you can get it right at quarterback. And comparing Zach Wilson, who was an all-time Jet bust, to a good quarterback at 7, who at least starts for you for the next decade, that's not even on the same planet.
And there's two ways you can miss at quarterback. It's taking the wrong guy in the top 10 and he absolutely busts.
Right.
But then there's also having the opportunity to take somebody like Shedeur Sanders, passing on him.
Right.
You don't solidify your answer and he becomes somebody else's franchise quarterback. You missed on quarterback and that cost you as well.
Absolutely. I remember when, and I know this didn't age all that well because Deshaun Watson's career has gone upside down, but for a few years he looked pretty good. Correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm getting this accurate. The Jets drafted Jamal Adams, who for a few years was awesome, but they didn't draft Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And as good as Jamal Adams looked, the problem was the quarterback is just so much more important.
Right.
Like, as great as that player looks, he better be Hall of Fame quality. And so that's what I'm saying when it comes to getting it right at 7, whether it's a quarterback versus a tight end or whoever else you take.
Yeah, I agree with you. And by the way, there are 14 on the big board. There are 14 offensive linemen in the top 100.
How about that?
14. So think about that. You could get the last ranked, in the 100th ranked player in the draft, the kid Emory Jones from LSU, who's a good tackle. You could get him at the end of the third round.
Mm.
So think about how deep of an offensive line draft this is. So respectfully, I disagree with that last caller. The lineman's not going to go be the first pick or the first option for the Jets, I don't think.
Corey's in Edison, New Jersey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, guys. So up until a week ago, I was 100% with you guys. It was Tyler Warren or bust for me. But the more I've dived into it, I really like this kid Membo out of Missouri.
Yeah.
And with all the inconsistencies we've had all line, the idea of having your left tackle and right tackle solidified for the next decade, I don't think we can just, scoff at that. Thanks, guys.
It's not scoffing at it because I get the kind of boring nature but important nature of having a solid offensive line. It's just why last year I wanted out Lou Fashanu.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was really, really important to add, you know, youth, especially to the line. Because remember, they were relying on a 36-year-old coming off a major injury. Mm-hmm. So it's not that Membu, assuming he turns out to not be an Evan Neal and turns out to be a solid right tackle for the next 10 years, it's not that it's a bad move. It's to what Tiki's point is. You have a chance to get like a real game-changing tight end, mm-hmm. while also addressing your offensive line later in the draft.
Yeah, how many times does that occur, right? This high in the draft, and so when you're like the Giants, when you're drafting in the top 10, you gotta hit, man. You got to.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.